Communications is first. I understand we have one individual coming up to discuss one issue, then the subsequent four will call up together because they're here together. So issue number 43, people, please.
43, request of Carissa Modine to address council regarding hygiene access in Portland. And 44, request of John J.
I'm sorry, just 43. She's here alone. Come on up. Good morning.
I'm not Carissa. They are sick today, so I'm Barbara Weber, and I represent Sisters of the Road Cafe.
I'll allow that today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. So we're here to talk about hygiene access, and right now we do not have enough bathrooms downtown for all of us. There's only 9 loos, and if you go into a public place, you have to buy something to use the restroom. And you want to know why that affects everybody, and it affects everyone. It's not just a homeless problem. I did a little bit of research here. Human poop takes a year to biodegrade. And children mortality rate and the poor nutrition goes way up. Okay? The health effects are intestinal worm infections, typhoid, chorea, hepatitis, 0.7 million deaths in children under the age of 5, 250 million lost school days from infections of diarrhea. And we talk about how it's affecting our environment. If this gets into our water stream, it causes an overgrowth of algae, okay? And like I said, it's not just a homeless problem. Hepatitis A is going crazy in California. They're fining people for feeding homeless people because they think that that's the problem. It starts there, but it spreads to the whole community, okay? Yesterday, I took a little survey of 5 homeless people, and they all said, you know, the showers down at TPI is the number one place where they're able to take showers. There was only one person that said 6.5 weeks. They took 6.5 weeks without a shower, and they were female. Okay? For the women, you got to know how degrading that is. Your dignity is taken away. Okay? You think about, when you think about that, you know, we need a hygiene center that can handle these problems, okay, for free. You know, our city would be healthier and happier if we were able to provide this care for everyone in the community, not just, you know, homeless. But what if we have immigrants that come into our city and need extra help? You know, this needs to be open to everyone in the community. I'm very married to this issue. You know, I have been homeless since 2015, almost by choice. I don't have a criminal record. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not a drug addict. I'm disabled from 2010, and so that's why I ended up being homeless. You know, I don't make enough income to pay for a rental or a room, but I fight every day to survive. And you know, I'm so tired of the lack of dignity that is shown to the homeless community. And we are a community. We're not just drug addicts and alcoholics. There's a whole bunch of us that are able-bodied. And if you were able to just support us with housing or, you know, hygiene access, it would be a wonderful thing. Our life would be better, and so would yours.
Thank you. Excellent testimony. And just to underscore, I want you to let you know we're also looking at piloting with private sector help some of the mobile units that California is now experimenting with, in particular in San Francisco, both mobile shower units as well as mobile bathroom units. And what they're doing down there is they're taking their prototypes around to areas where homeless folks are known to congregate, mm-hmm. and they're effectively measuring the results in the community. So we're very interested in that kind of a pilot here as well.
Yes.
Your point is extremely well taken, and I appreciate you also raising the broader public health issue
yes.
around hepatitis. That is a huge concern
they're
that I
have. They're bleaching sidewalks, Mayor, down in California. It's really scary, and I would never want that to happen in Portland. This is my home. You know, I love my city, and I would never want them to be bleaching our sidewalks to protect our kids. Okay?
Thank you for coming in. It's
Thank
nice meeting you. Appreciate
nice
it.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you.